Developing and building space satellites can take decades and cost millions of dollars. WABE's Tasneem Shamma reports on why Georgia Tech professors are turning their attention to the micro level with plans to launch satellites that can fit in the palm of your hand.
In 1957, the Soviet Union launched the first satellite, Sputnik. A few months later, the United States followed with Explorer 1.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Today, there are more than 1,000 satellites revolving around the Earth, sending radio signals back to us. They're turned into pictures of the oceans, weather information, even dish TV. Most of these satellites are the size of a 7,000-pound hippo.
So I think what I'd like to do, if you don't mind...
At Georgia Tech's Flight Harbor Lab, Professor David Spencer is working on a much smaller satellite called Prox 1. The pieces are laid out on a table. Christine Jabara, an aerospace major at Tech, shows off computers the size of an electronic chip. You'll find some of these parts inside your cell phone or laptop.
These are some of the boards that we'll be sending to space. They're going through the process of prepping them to go to space.
Put together, it's about the size of four shoeboxes. They're easier, faster, and much cheaper to build.
Part of that is taking a very common hobbyist microcontroller, coding it, and making sure all the components are really stuck onto the board so that when they get launched, it doesn't break.
Prox 1 is being funded mostly through the U.S. Air Force, which wants to find out if spacecrafts can control themselves in orbit using cameras and sensors. Professor Spencer explains.
If all goes well with this mission, we'll be able to control the spacecraft from the ground, but have it basically control itself on orbit relative to another spacecraft.
Prox 1 will run on solar power, and inside, it has an even smaller satellite that will be ejected through a tiny door on the side. Prox 1 will then inspect the smaller satellite as they orbit the Earth together.
We're also demonstrating some key new technologies. One is a control moment gyroscope, which controls the orientation of the satellite.
This is a pretty big deal. It'll be the first time these small technologies will be used in space. And if it works, these tiny satellites could inspect the International Space Station, or they could help get supplies to Mars.
Engineering at its core is problem solving.
Tech aerospace major Kevin Oksenyak says building Prox 1 is giving him hands-on experience.
We don't actually take any classes on exactly how to build a satellite. So everything has to be developed from scratch. So there's plenty of room for creativity, and it's just fascinating.
In another lab, researchers are building a satellite even smaller than Prox 1. It's called RANGE and stands for Ranging and Nano-Satellite Guidance Experiment.
There's actually two satellites, but they're very small. They're only 15 centimeters. So you could literally hold it, you know, in your hand.
That's Professor Brian Gunter. These nanosatellites, or CubeSats, look like small metal boxes. Inside, you'll find a miniature atomic clock and GPS receiver. He wants these two satellites to relay their exact location down to the centimeter. He's also testing a new communication system with tiny lasers using binary code, shooting ones and zeros back and forth. Two students working on the project are Zach Levine and Roy Blatt. They show off how a red laser would send signals between the two satellites.
So basically, we're converting text like you would read in a book or something to binary.
They're trying to get the message, skydiving is cool, from one satellite to the other by pulsating a laser beam.
Let's see if it worked. Skydiving is cool. Oh, I missed that. I guess I didn't run it long enough, but it works. And we're not using Wi-Fi anything, just optical lasers, and that's really cool.
Right now, satellites use radio signals to communicate. Lasers would be way faster. Gunter's dream is to see hundreds of small satellites talking to each other and sending images and data back to Earth.
This small technology, if you can miniaturize it and get the same capability as some of these larger satellites, you save a lot of money and you're able to get better science return because they can go to these remote locations and do these fantastic measurements.
The RANGE mission is set to launch by the end of this year, and Prox 1 will be ready for liftoff next spring. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.